නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. There's one thing when you go out to outside, very important thing. Actually, everyone's life will also face difficulties. Nobody is free from difficulties. It's just whether sooner or later you meet it. The world needs a kind of quality which doesn't shake in front of difficulty. The world needs such quality badly, whether it is in any community, any in a family, anything. Sometimes I ask myself, what did I do for others? Not too much. You know, sometimes yes, sometimes as a leader, most things people are doing for us, they are doing. We don't do much. But we do something very important thing, which when something wrong happen, difficulties happen, you know, people like us, yes, just smile. You know, unpleasant thing happen, okay, so what? Like that only. But because of this, then it stabilizes the environment. Sometimes we make stupid mistakes, sometimes other people make stupid mistakes. So what? All will come to pass. So people, if you have this attitude towards life, don't be shaken by anything. Just don't. Learn, train up the quality. Don't be easily shaken by the local dhamma, the phenomena of the world. That is a very precious life quality. That is a very enriching quality for the people around you. At times of difficulty, adversities, they need this quality. It's very calming. Recently also a few times, when I see my people around me panic. So they panic. But when they come in front of me, I just smile. I say, well, so what? Worst come to worst, we die only. You know? And then they calm down. They expect me to join them in the panic. If I join them in the panic, can I help them? Cannot. So just that. So cultivate this quality. People who understand the Dhamma, understand the Buddha's teaching, don't get easily shaken. Because this is samsara. How many times you want to be shaken? Shaken also like that. Not shaken also like that. It's better not be shaken. Isn't it so? So cultivate this. Let your Dhamma empower you. I'm saying this because I just got a WeChat from one of the key people. I can't see where's the end in front. Mangran. Then I told her, I say, don't worry. Bravely walk into the unknown. That's it. This is samsara. There's lots of unknown in front. What you want to fear? People are so used to the false security. False sense of security. Everything is sure. I plan. I got so much money. If I get sick, I have this. It's all false. In the rounds of birth and death, anything can happen to you. Anything can just happen to you. You never know. What security are you looking for? If we have Dhamma in our mind, that is real security. When we have no Dhamma in our mind, then no security can be. So walk into the unknown fearlessly. Train up this quality. If you understand Dhamma, this is not difficult to train. This quality is very easy to cultivate. Not difficult. All you need to do is understand what is samsara, the nature of samsara, the nature of life. Then you will have this courage. Because throughout our beginningless samsara round and round in the rebirth, we have gone through all sorts of things. We have gone through uncountable death, a miserable, horrible state. If you want to fear, you cannot fear so much. You just have to work on the causes. So cultivate this. Not difficult. Don't tell yourself it is difficult. I don't find it too difficult. If you say people take a knife and cut and it is painful, and you ask me to be fearless for the pain, that is a bit more difficult because they actually cut on my body. I think that's difficult. When you cut on my body, you ask me not to feel the pain, I will say this is very difficult. But if it is only something happened, you know, a loss of something happened, it happened all the time. You know, it happened all the time. Not difficult to let go. It happened all the time. Loss of relatives, loss of beloved ones, loss of money, loss of wealth. It happened all the time. We are going to lose our youth, our energy, you know, we are going to lose our life. Why you want to worry? Not difficult. Try. If we can cultivate this, we will be a great treasure, a great asset for the people around us. How wonderful if we can have such a life that make our life so valuable for people around us. Cultivate this quality. The world needs such stabilizing quality. You just need common sense in order to practice unshakable, to be unshaken. Because there are so many things, shaken also cannot help to make things better. So since you can't make things better, why you get shaken? You keep apply your mind in this way, after some time, you don't get shaken. Just think of what you can do only. What you can do, by all means, do. But what you cannot do, why you suffer? Very simple. You know, not difficult. I assure you, not difficult. Don't tell yourself it's difficult. That's a limitation of the mind. You tell yourself difficult, of course, very difficult. Not difficult. I assure you, not difficult. If you are willing, very soon you can cultivate such a quality. Not difficult. These I dare to say. Not difficult. What I dare not say is, if the knife cut on my body, that I dare not say. Because I know this kind of endurance requires great emptiness understanding, great compassion. To enable to convert the pain, that's very difficult. You have to really cultivate strong mind power. But other thing is not difficult. The mental one, because all the mental pain arises because of my grasping only. Of our grasping. So if I don't want to grasp, how can it pain me? How can it cause pain to me? Very simple. Such a pain is very easy to let go. Because it arises because of my grasping. So just let go, and no pain. But physical pain is difficult. Whether you want or you don't want, if people take a knife and poke at you, that is difficult. Because that's beyond your control. Emotional pain is very easy to let go. Very, very easy. Because of my grasping, I feel painful, I don't grasp, no pain. Immediately, it produces immediate effect. Not difficult. Okay. So you just put your attention, wise attention, on how can I make things better and not make things worse. And then you will focus on solution rather than keep lingering on the problem. So, for that, this sharing, I hope everyone, after coming from the novitiate program, be a very strong person. If you develop this quality, I can tell you, very soon, you will be able to inspire people that you have not been able to inspire in the past. And if you want to help your family members, you want to help your beloved ones, this quality will make you very qualified and very capable to bring up people around you. It will make you very influential because unshakable quality attracts. Because the world falls for people who are unshakable. The world respect and will follow people who are not shakable. It's natural. Because the world naturally inclined towards a strong one. So if you have this Dharma power with you, you will be strong. And when we need to be strong. If we love the people around us, we need to be strong. If we love them, we need to be strong. Because only strong mind can help, can enrich others, can uplift others. If we care, if we love, we should be strong. Make our mind strong. Not easily hurt, not easily shaken. So you see, some people are asking, what should I do if I go back? In fact, the instruction we give you is sufficient for you to develop up to first jhana. And when you come to first jhana, you keep strengthening 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then after that, you can come back and get the instruction for second jhana. And how to practice on the first jhana? Very simple. First, you relax. You have to do it naturally. If you practice with stress, with pressure, with tension, then there's no right effort. You just need right effort. You must know what is right effort. Right effort means you apply your mind softly, gently, correctly on your breathing, your breath here. A bit bigger or smaller area, no problem. Left or right, not too much a problem. But don't keep shifting here. And then, never leave here, no matter who come to you, whatever happened, your body disappear, whatever is not your concern. Your concern is only here until first jhana. From first jhana, from now until first jhana, if you leave here, you don't get first jhana. You only stay here, only around. Here, 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 okay, no problem. Bigger area, smaller area, no problem. Stay put in one place and continuously. Don't go anywhere. Bodhisattva come, the Buddha comes, Mara come, ghosts come, you know, images come. No, my job is only here. Very simple. No need to do anything. No need to solve any problem. Just here, all the time. And until you get light, if the light come here, 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 it's not your concern, not your problem. Only the light, which is the breath, the beautiful breath, the color of the breath, then you can see, oh, the breath is coming out with light. Okay, if it is here, 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 no. It's not your attention from now until first jhana is only here. You're not leaving this area. If you leave this area, you're far from jhana. Just focus here. Okay, so it's breathing, and then if it is concentrated deep enough, the light will appear. If light appear all around, no, don't pay attention. It's other people's fruits, not your fruits. Only when you come here, it's a fruit for you. Take your fruits, don't take other people's fruit. You won't be able to get it. So just wait. And then if you come here, it's light and bright, then remember, only stable object can increase our concentration. If it is unstable, don't waste your time. Don't waste 1 second on changing object. So this thing, this breath naturally, you move from develop from gross to subtle, and then almost very subtle until the light appear, and then until light become very stable from gray to white or other color also possible, and until it's shining, and it is shining is Patibhaga Nimitta. It's a gray, it's a Parikama Nimitta. Then it's only the color is Ugaha Nimitta, and if it is very bright, it is Patibhaga Nimitta. So it doesn't matter what Nimitta, as long as it's stable. You can pay attention. If it's not stable, cannot pay attention. And what is stable? If you just usually wait for it to come for some time. Don't not immediately pay attention. If you're after 15 minutes, some people find 15 minutes, half an hour, then it's stable. Or sometimes even 5 minutes, depends how strong. Then you can just look at it a short while. If you pay attention, it is become brighter, then stable. If you pay attention, it becomes continuous the same, stable. If you pay attention, it weaken, or it fade away, or it shake, that means it's not stable. So never go to a not stable object, then continue on pay attention on the breath until you feel your nimitta is stable. Then you pay attention. So You pay attention, just pay attention in a loving way, soft way, feeling the nimitta, enjoy the nimitta, until your mind naturally sink in. Subjectively, you feel your mind sink in. Actually, of course, your mind won't sink in anything. You know? It is an object of the mind. But in your subjective feeling, it is you feel your mind sink in. It's like jump into the water, something like that. Huh? It might sink in much. Then just sing in and enjoy, stay in it for a long, long time. Don't try to judge yourself. Did I do this? Don't go and judge. Is it jhana? Is it not jhana? Don't even care. Just keep singing again and again and again. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Then after that, you can come back and report and get your instruction for second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. So very simple. You got all the instruction. Don't waste time handling this, handling that. Don't leave your attention from this area. That's it. So I just think the next thing is very important is be a deserving person. Be a deserving person. Deserve the good things coming to your life. Don't get easily shaken. You get your nimitta, then you get overexcited, elated, proud, or whatever. Then you cannot deserve. You have to deserve. So you see why Arahan is deserved to be respected, deserved to be, deserve all kind of hospitality, whatever. Because Arahan is completely empty, there's no self. The Arahan, you cannot shake an Arahan's mind. So he's very highly deserving, perfectly deserving. So if you want to strive to an Arahanship, you want to be achieve high Dharma, be ready, cultivate the virtues to deserve good Dharma first. If you don't cultivate the merits to deserve good things, how? That's very important. So how to know people who deserve or don't deserve? If you want to see whether this person deserves to be a king or not, just give him a throne. If you sit on the throne, it's very uneasy, very anxious. Such a person, not deserving. People who are very deserving, they just take it at ease. Two qualities will make you deserving. One is your strong karma. People who have strong karma, naturally they are deserving. The other one is perfect Dharma, strong Dharma like Arahan. Arahan may not have very wonderful merits in terms of worldly gain, but for their Dharma, they cannot be shaken by any worldly gain. They are perfectly deserving. Because they cannot be shaken, no matter how you regard them, how good, you cannot be shaken. So train, cultivate. If you want good things to come to you, be a deserving person first. If you are not deserving, how can you expect good things to come to you? Even when good things come to you, you cannot take it. So this is very not difficult to cultivate. Just empty your ego, empty yourself, then you can do it. Not difficult. So, okay, huh?